The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. Good morning, West Coast. Good afternoon, East Coast. And good day, Australia. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So happy and yet so sad for today's show. Benny, thank you for being you, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. So today I'm here all hour, ready to take your calls and do readings for you to provide some guidance, clarity, and insight with whatever may be blocking your way. Today I'm doing a not one, not two, but three card tarot card reading, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. So, before I get to calls, I must say this is my last show on Transformation Talk Radio. It has been such an amazing journey over the last year and a half, and one that I have loved every single second of. I have loved learning all about radio, sharing some of my empowerment recipes, but most of all, I have truly loved getting to know you, the callers, each and every week. I want to send major thanks to KKNW, WBLQ, and especially everyone at Transformation Talk Radio. When I wanted to start a radio show, Dr. Pat and her amazing team of Jessica and Linda, they held my hand through every stage. They were selfless with their ideas and time, and boundless with their encouragement and assistance. I have listened to Transformation Talk Radio for a long time, so I had heard Benny on the air, being the mega producer that he is, for so many shows for years. So when I talked with Dr. Pat about doing Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, she told me Benny was going to be my producer, and I have to tell you, I kind of geeked out.
Oh, stop.
Well, here I was with the dream team and producer extraordinaire. How great was that?
Well, thank you very much, first of all. And I'm blushing. You can see it coming right through. And mega producer. Wow, I've definitely put myself too high.
No, not high enough.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, my first show, I have to say, was a little rocky, as you can imagine, never having done radio before. And I remember when my intro song faded out, I heard dead air. And I'm waiting for something to happen. And then suddenly I'm like, oh, I have to talk now. I got through that first show somehow. Because at the end, I wrapped up, did my closing, only to get a little note from Benny saying I had 2 minutes left. I had totally miscounted the timing. Being a type A control freak, I tended to like plan these out by the minute. And so my mind went blank. So I'm pretty much babbling in my first show for 2 minutes, praying for the end of the show, when I heard through the headphones Benny say, "Don't worry, darling, I gotcha."
Yeah.
Well, Benny, you have been my rock through all of this each week, and I will truly miss not talking with you every Thursday. I always knew I was in great care with you at the controls, which made it so I could do what I do best. You are the greatest. Many thanks. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure, my honor to be here for you, and the door is always open if you choose to return. And that's pretty much what I do around here. I've always got everyone, and if you fall back a little bit, I'm here to catch you.
Well, I appreciate it. And I may be knocking on your door. Who knows?
Sounds good.
So one last thing before we get to calls. Last week, I mentioned that I wanted to thank all of you for being here week in and week out in support and openness. And I wanted to thank everyone who called in. So last week, I got to thank all those A through K. So here is my L through Z names with one G name, as she called last week. So with much appreciation, many thanks to Gail, Linda, Michaela, Margaret, Marie, Marilyn, Mark, Martha, Mary, Maureen, May, Melanie, Milda, Monica, Myra, Nan, Nancy, Naomi, Nikia, Nisa, Patrick, Patricia, Phyllis, Rachel, Rashetta, Randa, Rashida, Raul, Regina, Renee, Rhonda, Rita, Robin, Rochelle, Sandy, Sethel, Sharon, Shelly, Sherry, Spencer, Stacy, Sue, Susan, Suzanne, Tammy, Teresa, Tiffany, Tracy, Trisha, Trudy, Marie, Violet, and Zara.
Well done. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Never skip a beat.
I practiced that. So for all of you, thank you for sharing of yourself and giving me the honor of doing readings for you. If anyone would like to keep up with what I'm doing, just send me an email at info@elitetarot.com with the subject news. You don't even need to write anything else, and I will send you more information once I know what's going on next. And if you didn't get that email address, you can also get through the Contact Us page through the website. And although I'm still around doing readings, particularly for those, for all of you, but particularly for those who might be listening for the first time and the last time, my company is Elite Tarot. So you can find me at elitetarot.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide. So guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take 60, 75 minutes, and we go really in depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can move that energy so you are embracing joy in whatever area of your life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, but sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight when you're facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. You can book a reading directly on my site at elitetarot.com, which is at elitetarot.com. In addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide. Wedding receptions, corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, as well as workshops nationwide on finding your purpose, embracing change, and manifesting healthy and joyful love. The phone lines, they are now open. Benny is waiting to take your calls. Benny, producer extraordinaire. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So just so everyone knows, I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. Today, I am using the Rider-Waite Tarot Card Deck. So if you don't have a deck handy, you can look up the cards online just to follow along. I will also describe them. When you call, I'll be shuffling the deck while we chit-chat. Then I will be cutting the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. I use that hand as the non-dominant hand accesses the unconscious. After that, I'll be fanning the cards face down in front of me and using my non-dominant hand, run my hand along the backs of the cards until three cards just energetically call out your name. And practically, they sort of stick to my finger saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. As always, I do like to start with a small disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor. And a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, these are just cards. They are just pieces of cardboard. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. As tarot is a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious, it's just a visual representation of that little voice inside that we are all overruling. I do it myself. So a reading is saying, okay, little voice inside, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got readings to do. If you are interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You are listening to the final show of Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit GlennaRice.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings today, the last show of Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. If you've been thinking about getting a tarot card reading for the last year and a half, this would be the day to do it. So today I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. Let's just get this party started. Nels, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Well, thank you. Good morning. How are you doing today, dear?
I am good. I'm a little sad, but I'm good. Thanks so much. But you brightened up my day by calling.
Right?
It is. It's like one door closes, another door opens. Unfortunately, sometimes in life, you know, here I talk the talk all about the fact about stepping out of your comfort zone, and I got to talk the talk. I got to walk the walk if I'm going to talk the talk. So I'm glad you called.
And it's me too. And it's the reason why I bring up the door. Well, you pointed out the door and everything like that. It will be 2 years ago this summer. They harvested a record-breaking tumor, which was my adrenal gland, that actually killed me. So I'm on my second life and new beginning, and life is exciting and fun now. It's a tumor that I was born with, and I've always had it, and it was literally driving me insane and crazy. And so it drove me, and the blessing of it all was it drove me to work with psychiatrists and psychologists and spent thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours working with these folks and energy folks. And no one ever figured it out until I was on my deathbed and the doctors figured out what was going on. And I was in a coma, and then 5 weeks later, I was the tumor, and now I'm a completely new person and ready for a new life.
Oh, my word. Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow.
So, and that brings up about lots of questions that I feel a pull to go to Sedona, Arizona and live and write a book about this adventure to possibly help out other folks. And all of the doctors who were involved with my case at one time or another came up and apologized to me because they admitted that the reason why I had flatline and was dying and everything, they were all in their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And once they stepped out of their comfort zone, then they began to figure out what was going on. They called the right surgeon who diagnosed me on her cell phone in her car driving home from work that afternoon. And she turned out to be my surgeon who harvested my tumor when she was 7 months pregnant and worked on me for 8 hours straight. What a remarkable
lady. Wow. Oh, my gosh. I love the idea of writing that story because, first of all, you've helped people right now without writing a single word just because I always say, you know, you're your own ultimate consumer of your life. And if something doesn't make sense, it's like, it's sometimes, it's not me, it's you. And so, so when something doesn't make sense, you know what's right for you, the best course for you. And unfortunately, sometimes we have to put our faith in others. And so I love the fact that you're saying, look, don't just accept this one diagnosis. Don't just accept this one thing. Second opinions, check on what is your best course for you. And my hat is off to you.
Well, thank you, dear. And, you know, what this all was the preparation for what had happened, because I was in, they induced a coma for a week, and I was out of the hospital 2.5 days after I was out of the coma. And then a handful of days later, I was doing 3 miles around Green Lake twice a day like it was before, but much smaller and everything. And it just got me ready for what was not only the transformation and doing the but also.
Sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. Nels, are you still there?
I'm there. I'm getting ready for it.
Now you're back. Sorry, you broke up a little
bit.
There we go. So you were doing the 3 mile run.
Yes, and amazing statistics of what I have was that 80% of the time it's diagnosed during an autopsy, and that even less survived the surgery. So I'm just so grateful and lucky to be alive. And a lot of it was, and this is really important, is that doing my part as getting ready for it, listening to guidance and intuition, talking to others, having faith, and doing my part of working harder, being in shape, and exercising, doing the 6-7 miles a day. I'm 57 years old. And by all rights, the doctor said I shouldn't be alive. So
you prove them wrong.
You just gotta do.
I cannot wait to read your book. Thank you so much for sharing that, because I know you didn't just touch me. You touched everyone else who's listening. And just because your phone's breaking up a little bit, I'm going to go ahead and I pulled 3 cards for guidance. And your question is more about moving or just in general?
Moving and just in general and everything. It just feels like writing this book and making the time. I'm a workaholic. I work 6-7 days a week, even now. So it's setting aside the time to do other things and getting out of the comfort zone, as you say, even more.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look and see. And I'm a type A control freak workaholic, too, so most of my clients are. So I speak your language, so I hear you. So let's take a look and see what your energy is putting forth and what you have in your power to shift your energy in order to continue the fantastic progress that you and journey that you're making, which has been forever changed by this experience. And so let's take a look and see. Well, I turned over the first card, and not surprising, because as the core card, it is the Lover's card, which is card number 6 of the Major Arcana. This is a card where you see two individuals, which is all you, left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine energy. And they are there under the grace of the angels above, under the beautiful beaming sky and the angel hands of the universe. And they are nude. And nudity in tarot talks about unconditional self-acceptance. And every journey outside of the comfort zone, whether it be for career, love, or finding that way of expressing the impact that this experience had as a way of transforming the lives of others, as you are doing, shows itself with the start of self-unification and self-love. And you've got that. And so definitely you are there. Something challenging or blocking you, Mr. Workaholic, is the Ten of Cups. Now, in the Ten of Cups, you have the left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine energy shown in the adult form, and their hands are up at the sky looking at this beautiful rainbow of colors and 10 cups to the sky. And it's really just showing that gratitude and blessings, but also looking for that guidance in terms of what steps do I take now? Because I always say, when you go outside of the comfort zone, you just go through those open doors, but you honor red flags, because unfortunately you don't see those green flashing neon arrows. However, this is in a block position and a little bit separated from that adult energy that's looking upward to the universe. There is that same masculine, feminine, right brain, left brain, yin and yang energy, but that of the inner child, the two children playing. And you're best served when those energies are combined together, which is why I said Mr. Workaholic, because it's that inner child. Let that inner child, that first of all has been through the ringer, and so that healing that you've done on that adult level, I'm sure you've also done a lot of that healing on that inner child level too. And now is that time for that play, not to kind of separate them out and compartmentalize them, but rather incorporate them together, because it is through that sense of play, because your inner child is saying, I'm making up for lost time. I may be 57. I'm near your age there. And let me tell you, I'm just getting started. So you're just getting started, but your inner child's feeling, hey, I got a lot to catch up on.
Exactly, and it's ironic you say that, because the last few months I've been getting that feeling of, I just need to go out and just play, no matter what, just for the mere fact of going out and playing and enjoying life more has been coming through real heavily. So thank you for reminding me of that.
And my pleasure. And the thing is, similar to when we feel that urge, it's like, oh, I really am feeling the need to eat something salty, or I'm really feeling the need to eat vegetables, which sadly I never get that urge, but I more get the urge of like, I really need to have ice cream. But the thing is that as an adult, we discount that sense of play. And yet it's that same energy. You know, it's not a surprise, because your inner child is saying, hey, stop looking upward for all the answers. Give me my play and I'll give you the answers. And so make that time for it, prioritize it in your life, because we want to incorporate all those energies. Now the advice card is the Queen of Pentacles. So queens talk all about strength. Pentacles talk all about career projects, such as a book. And you've got this beautiful, very much looking like Sedona background. You got to take a look at this online if you don't have a deck. She's sitting in her throne, but she is surrounded by that atmosphere. What comes to mind is that the atmosphere that we're in, some people it doesn't matter. Other people, it's everything. And so honor those needs where you feel inspired, where you feel connected to the earth, where you feel connected with this lush mountains and landscape, that's important for you. And so to discount it is, again, dissing the inner child, then the inner child disses you right back by just having a little pouting attack downstairs. So truly honor.
I love it because the last. Go ahead. I'm sorry for that.
Oh, no. I just want to wrap up and say truly honor that your needs, so that you are put into the most appropriate environment for you. And it's going to be different from me. It's going to be different from Benny. Your journey, as you know, is completely yours. And I cannot wait to, if I do a radio show in the future, I want you on to talk about your book.
And, isn't that exciting?
But you're definitely going in the right direction. It's just a few little minor tweaks about, as a workaholic, just put in playtime, schedule it in, just to make sure you're doing
it. Exactly, because up to a few years ago, because of this, when I collapsed and everything, my blood sugar was at 600, my heart rate is at 300 and everything, and I've been having super high levels of human steroids to me for years. But up till 3 or 4 years ago, every quarter I would go to national parks and photograph during full moons at Yosemite and whatnot, and I haven't done that for a while. So that urge has been coming on as well, is that I need to make time and set aside money to make that happen.
And, take out the word need, because need, work, those words put an 8-year-old, 10-year-old inner child to sleep. Their eyes glaze over. And also it's self-sabotaging words that are deliberate by your unconscious to keep you in the known. Instead, say, I'm making time for it. And then note how it feels physically in the body versus the brain. Cut out the words like hoping, wanting, thinking, trying, feeling, needing to. Those words add zero to the sentiment. I'm going to have to let you go because I got to take a break. Thank you, Nels, for sharing your story. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to hear the story in hardback or paperback form. And thank you so much for calling. You made this last show so very special. So please keep me updated, okay?
I sure will. Thank you and good luck to everything.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Teresa Hangtai will be doing more tarot card readings. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
So when are you most peaceful? When you're connected to your source. When you have a deep connection to your soul. And you're living your spiritual way, your unique way. And when are you most stressed? When you're not. It's really, really simple, friends. When we start to borrow desires, we start to control others and situations and people, things go wrong. Nobody wants to be controlled. So it's really important to get connected to the source if you want to remain stress-free. When you're connected to the source, you will have deep access to your own intuition, your own way of living, absolutely fresh and new every moment.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Welcome back to Main Street Metaphysics Radio. I am so going to miss that song. I love that song, and I love the lyrics. Best theme song ever. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotCom. Today I'm doing a 3-card tarot, last show of Main Street Metaphysics Radio. The first card represents your current situation. Second card represents something challenging or blocking you. Third card represents advice. We have one line open. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So let us keep this party going. And Sheba, welcome to Main Street Metaphysics Radio.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for calling. Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you. I was hoping you could hear me.
I can hear you just fine. Is there anything you have a question that would like guidance on, or just a general reading?
Just a general reading would be wonderful. Thank you very much.
You got it. So I'm asking for guidance on Sheba on navigating the next few months ahead for optimal success and happiness. And I'm really just vamping because while I'm picking up the 3 cards for you on your behalf. All right. There we go. Okay. Let's take a look and see what we have here. So I got to tell you, this first card is probably my scariest looking card in the deck, but there is nothing scary about it. And actually, I love it because it's here in the core position. So the core card is the 10 of Swords. Now, in this card, you see a person, and you can look it up online if you don't have a deck, but this guy's pretty much dead. He's lying on the ground. He's got 10 swords plunged in him. This guy's dead. One sword would have done it, but there's 10 in there. And so for this card to be in the core position, it is not a literal card. It is based saying that there's been some things where you have been trying the same approach over and over and over again, only to hope for a different response or different reaction, a different resolution. And you have finally gotten to that point where you, I need to go in a different direction. I need to make some changes because I am done stabbing this thing or continually prodding and everything and trying the same thing. And it's just not yielding the joy, and it's in fact causing strain and stress on a mind, body, and spirit level. Does that resonate with you, or am I a nuts person, or anything like that?
You're totally on target.
Excellent. Yes, love hearing that.
I've made vast changes.
Well, way to go. Love it. Something challenging or blocking you, it's an interesting card because in some ways it's similar to our last caller, Nels, but with a slightly different tinge. So something challenging or blocking you is the Sun, which is card number 19 in the Major Arcana. Now, in this card, you see that inner child that I talked about earlier. I always say you're best served when your inner child's your GPS. You always have the keys to the car. And here you've got that inner child riding, having the time of his life on a little horse or pony. And you've got sunflowers behind him, the beaming sun above. This is one of the most positive cards in the tarot. However, it's coming up in a challenge or block position. And so it's almost like you, it's what's coming in, and maybe like two thoughts are coming in at the same time. So I'm hoping that they come out in separate thoughts, but they don't just get jumbled up together. But basically, there's almost this feeling like you've been, by making those changes, you have been re-honoring that inner child and sending that message saying, I will not dishonor you any longer. And so now your inner child's making you do all these kooky things, and you're just like, I don't really never saw myself doing this, or I never thought I would be doing this. And so, but your inner child's like saying, no, it's my turn. I'm having fun because you've been continually going after the same approach over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Does that resonate with you?
It does. It does. I have all of these creative thoughts that have just been popping in my mind. And I've actually put a couple of them to action.
Love. Love it. I love that. You know, the advice card is in the cups, and cups tend to talk about the heart, passions, joys, and it's the Two of Cups. Now, in this card, it's very similar to the Lover's card or the Judgment card in the Major Arcana. This is more how we incorporate some of the themes of those two archetypal cards, because you see that duality of energy, that composite that you are. You are not just analytical. You are not just creative. You are not just a responsible person. You're also just that inner child who just wants to have fun. And you are best served when all those energies are combined, working together. Now, in this card, you see those two energies facing each other, each holding a cup in their hand, and they're in one hand, and with the other hand, they're kind of interlocking their together, forming a circle. Now, in the center of it, you have the universe sending like heaps of love towards you, but also in between that is kind of this intertwined snake symbol, which I kind of look at as sort of the worry symbol. And so as you step out of your comfort zone, as you navigate that journey away from the known, where your brain is going to just create all these worries for you. And it's not that your brain hates you, it's just that the brain equates known with safe. And so in that Ten of Swords, even if it wasn't yielding the results you wanted, it was the known. And for you to go in this new direction, it's not going to take the shape you were thinking. It's not going to end the way you were thinking. But once you can embrace that, it makes it so that the universe can exceed any and all expectations about how things are going. Let the universe do the heavy lifting. Bless those worries. Only put energy into things that have been proven true. But know that if your brain is freaking out and there's nothing actually like a clear red flag, it just means that you're doing it. It means that you're taking those steps forward. You're going to be taking those steps forward without the motivation and the results necessarily in the way that you had expected. And so that's the time when the brain sabotage is at its strongest. As long as you are unified with that duality of energy and don't just go into more of that analytical brain or only in the creative brain, as long as you're actively combining those energies, there's nothing we can do about getting rid of the worries except that they have less and less power.
Yeah.
Does that resonate?
Yes, it totally does. I've been practicing gratitude and letting go and just going with the flow and just trusting the process.
I love it. Although I would get rid of that word practicing
I've been trying to become more conscious of my words.
And my clients always joke at me because I'm kind of like the word police.
I'm focusing on being conscious on my words.
Why don't we just change it to, I'm embracing joy.
Okay, I'm embracing joy.
See how that feels physically in the body?
It's a lot easier flowing, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you could always say, I'm embracing, I'm not trying, I'm doing. I'm not hoping, I'm not wanting, I'm not working on, I'm embracing. Or just take out the verb, the adjective altogether. And okay. Just because, but recognize that those words, again, they are just deliberate attempts. It doesn't seem deliberate, but they are totally deliberate attempts of the brain to just kind of slow things down, keep things back in the known. And the thing is that when you say those words, what it's sending is it's sending an unconscious message that I'm trying this, but, you know, I can always go back if it fails. And and so we're not trying anything. We're not practicing anything. You are doing, and I love it. You're doing great. Please keep me updated. Thank I hope you. That was helpful.
It was very helpful. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much for calling. Well, we're going to take our last break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. We do have one line open, I believe. Number to call is 800-930-2819. You're listening to Physics Radio. We'll be right back.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E-learners.com.
Please join us for a transformational conference with five, that's right, five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Our last segment of Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I can't believe it. Anyway, I'm sorry we had a little bit of Skype issues. Hope everyone can hear me now well. Anyway, we are doing readings today, so let's not waste any time. Let's get to the next caller, Melissa. Melissa, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Well, it's a gorgeous day.
Yay! Love it. Well, it is now that you called, so tell me, is there anything you have a question about, would like guidance on, or just a general reading?
Just a general reading.
You got it. So I'm going to ask for guidance for Melissa. Just cutting the deck. Still in time while I choose three cards on your behalf. And then for guidance for navigating the next few months ahead. Up right up front. There we go. All right. Let's take a look and see what we have here. Okay, so the first card that we get in your core card is the Two of Swords. So people talk about being in crossroads. You, my dear, are totally in a crossroads time because here you've got this person. Swords tend to talk about actions. Twos tend to talk about decisions. And the person is sitting trying to tune in within themselves, blindfolded with one sword in one arm, one sword in another arm, making that decision in terms of taking some concrete steps forward in the sense that you can either go on to the right, you can go on to the left, you can take this path, you can take that path. It is so challenging when you're listening to everybody else telling you what to do. And while it's always great to ask for advice, you are truly tuning into your own journey, your own authentic path, in order to figure out what are the best decisions for you to make as you go forward with strength. Does that resonate?
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
Yep.
Something challenging or blocking you is an interesting card. So it's the Ace of Wands. Now, wands tend to talk about creativity, ideas, kind of Steven Spielberg might be the king of the wands. Aces tend to talk about beginnings. And in this card, you see a wand that is being presented not from within the brain, but externally from the universe. And so as I mentioned in the first card, your core card, she's actually blindfolded as she's kind of tuning in within to see where's the best step forward. This can lead you to overthink a situation because the challenge is saying, perhaps there may be some ideas in the form of open doors from the universe that might not necessarily be ones that you had thought of taking. And so I would encourage you to take a sheet of paper out, tap into the inner child spirit, and then write down, bullet point out a list of your core non-negotiable needs on the decisions that you're needing to make. If it was career, if you could have the most perfect career, what would the core non-negotiables be? If it was love, if it was anything, and then make sure you're taking out specifics. When you write that down, you're making a contract with the universe, but then it takes away some of the strain of having to come up with the specifics yourself. And instead, you can look at what doors the universe is opening for you. And as I said earlier in the show, go through open doors, but honor red flags. You won't see the green light. The universe can present a gift. The universe can present an open door. However, it is up to you to accept it. Now, the universe speaks in whispers, pebbles, and boulders. It is so much better to get it in the whisper and pebble stage, believe me. And we kind of are in the pebble stage, so we're good in that sense. But give yourself permission to let yourself be led. Now, being risky and taking risks, very different things. I never want anybody to be risky, but they're going to feel the same within the brain. I'm going to move on a little bit fast, just unfortunately, just because we're hitting up against the end of the show. But the advice card is the King of Pentacles. So kings talk about your strength. Pentacles talk a lot about tangible things, career projects, aspects like that. But in this king card, there's a lot of clutter, shall we say, around the king. And so ask yourself if there is some clutter that you can remove. Now, this could be tangible clutter. It could be like the box in the closet that you haven't looked at in 5 years, but you know it's there. That's putting out its own weight, and it's keeping you in your safe zone, keeping you in your comfort zone, which we've talked a lot about today. by releasing that, by looking in there, throwing out what you need, giving away what you don't need, and then celebrating and honoring things that you didn't even know were in there, it allows you to then feel more comfortable in taking some of those risks and risks that are open doors, as long as there are no red flags, so that you're going beyond where you've known before. But this is an interesting time of making those decisions for the betterment and for joy, for optimal success and happiness. I'm sorry I had to go a little fast. I hope that was helpful for you, Melissa.
It was very helpful.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you so much. And thank you so much for calling. Please keep me updated. You won't be able to call into the show because this is the last show. You're my last caller, unfortunately. And I'm so sorry I won't be at Jean. Sorry, I'm not going to be able to get to the call, but you can always give me updates. Leave me at elitetarot.com. You can send me an email at info@elitetarot.com and just put news in the subject, and then I'll keep you updated. And if you have any updates, definitely please let me know. But thank you so much for calling. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio today and this entire past year and a half. Thank you, Benny, once again for everything you do. And thank you to one and all for tuning in, being there with an open heart and positive energy. I have truly felt it, received it, and am grateful for it. Continue to put forth energy of authenticity, self-love, strength, and joy. Continue to step out of your comfort zone as you navigate your unique path of joy and happiness, letting your inner child be your guide and letting the universe do the heavy lifting and coming up with specifics. Continue to go through open doors, but honor red flags. The teacher and light and spirit in me honors and appreciates the teacher and light and spirit in each and every one of you. Thank you for giving me this honor. With peace and love and gratitude, onward.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.